This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Coronavirus cases worldwide have topped 60 million, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The United States still leads the world in infections, nearly 12.7 million, and deaths, 1.4 million. Despite warnings from public health authorities to stay home for Thanksgiving because of the coronavirus, millions of Americans will hit the road. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Many travelers are unwilling to miss out on seeing family and are convinced they can do it safely. AAA spokeswoman Jeanette McGee says there could be up to 50 million Americans traveling for Thanksgiving, with 95% driving to their destinations, up from 89% last year.
The car just gives you more comfort. It's your own space. You're deciding who you're traveling with, and you're deciding where and when you want to travel.
McGee says this year many of the Thanksgiving visits will be shorter than usual.
We definitely think people are heading out on Wednesday, celebrating the holiday, and turning around and coming right back home, whether that's Thanksgiving evening or on Friday.
McGee recommends bringing more food than normal so drivers can cut down on the number of stops they have to make. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden discussed the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address Wednesday. The speech comes a day before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, a time when millions of Americans typically gather with family, many traveling in order to do so. But this year, with COVID-19 infections spiking across the country, the federal government has urged people to stay home. Meanwhile, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations. Biden's inauguration to become the 46th U.S. president will be January 20th. For more on the presidential transition, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 41 people were killed and 10 injured Wednesday when a bus and a truck crashed in southeastern Brazil. Police say the bus was carrying employees on their way to work when it collided with a truck early in the morning in São Paulo State. A police source says when rescue workers arrived, there were bodies everywhere, adding it was impossible to tell who had been in the truck and who had been in the bus. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the crash. An explosion damaged a Greek-managed tanker at a Saudi Arabian terminal on the Red Sea, just north of the Yemeni border. The ship's manager said Wednesday, an attack confirmed by Saudi Arabia. In a statement published by state media, the Saudi-led coalition fighting the Houthis in Yemen said a commercial vessel suffered minor damage from shrapnel in what it described as a foiled terrorist attack. A man drove a car into the gates of Angela Merkel's chancellery in Germany on Wednesday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
A car with slogan scrawled on its sides crashed into the gate of German Chancellor Angela Merkel's office in Berlin on Wednesday. Police say they do not suspect it was an extremist attack, though Europe is on high alert after recent Islamist attacks in Paris, Nice, and Vienna. Both the fence and the car seemed largely undamaged. The chancellery is set well back from the road.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The Duchess of Sussex has revealed she had a miscarriage in July, giving a personal account of the traumatic experience in hope of helping others. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has more.
Meghan, Britain's Duchess of Sussex, has revealed that she had a miscarriage in an opinion piece published by the New York Times on Wednesday. The wife of Prince Harry wrote about the experience in detail, saying it took place one July morning when she was caring for son Archie. The intimate details shared in the article are at odds with the usual policy of senior members of the British royal family reveal almost nothing about their personal lives.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Tributes continue to pour in after the news of the death of one of the world's best football players, Diego Maradona. Fellow superstar Brazil's Pelé said he hopes the two will play soccer together in the sky. Fellow Argentinian football great Lionel Messi paid tribute to Maradona on Instagram, saying, "He has left us, but he will never leave us because Diego is eternal." Maradona led Argentina's team to a World Cup victory in 1986 as team captain. His attorney says the Argentinian has died of a heart attack. He was 60 years old. For more on today's news, please go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.